Okay, let's go into 1294 then, which is an act to provide a financial incentive for school districts to consolidate. Proponents.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. 1294 very simply provides a financial incentive to school districts for consolidation. It favors small school districts. It provides $100 per ADM for each school district involved in a consolidation, up to 600 ADM per district. Let me just give you a little example of how that might work. Let's say we have four school districts that are going to be involved in a consolidation. One of those school districts has 2,000 ADM, one has 600 ADM, one has 400 ADM, and one has 200 ADM. Okay, under this bill, the school district with 200 ADM could count all of their students. The school district with 400 ADM could count all of theirs. The school district with 600 ADM could count all theirs. And the school district with 2,000 could count 600 of theirs. Therefore, if you add that up, I believe that comes to 1,800 ADM. So on an annual basis, then, that consolidated school district would receive $180,000 per year for 3 years. Those monies could be used for whatever that consolidated school district deemed necessary to spend them on. It could be used on computers, could be used on textbooks, it could be used on faculty. It would not be considered necessarily just a general fund expenditure. It's just an incentive. Part of it is the recognition that there are some costs involved with consolidation initially, that in terms of reorganization that is involved in that, and it's an attempt on the state's part to help try and offset some of those costs to encourage some consolidation to take place in some areas where it's needed. As you well know, due to our demographics in South Dakota, we have a lot of small rural schools, and we have declining enrollment throughout the state because of our demographics, and we are having fewer and fewer students to educate, and in many situations where it's just not efficient currently to educate students in the small school districts that are trying to survive. We have currently with the small school factor that costs an extra $14 million a year to the budget to provide that to the 132 school districts that receive that. This bill would only create an expense if a school district consolidated, or more than one school district consolidated. That expense will be offset over time in terms of the reduced money that will be paid out in the small school factor. So over a net period of time, it won't be any expense over and above what would be paid out if the school districts continue to not consolidate and receive the small school factor. This bill would begin on July 1 of this year, and it would provide a payment to school districts after their first year of consolidation. Therefore, there would be no impact to the coming year's budget. It would deal with consolidations that take place after July 1, and those districts would receive that payment after their first year of consolidation. So then it would be the 2002-2003 fiscal year before there would be any financial impact of this, and we would know a year from now in terms of what school districts had consolidated and would qualify for this payment, and would be able to calculate that and make an appropriation in next year's budget. So I would stand by for any questions and make room for other proponents.
Thank you. How many proponents do I have that, looking again at a time constraint, I see one that would like to testify, proponents. How many do I have? Just one more. How many opponents do I have? Two more. How many opponents? We will give it a a try then to try to handle the bill. But any other proponents right now, go ahead. And we'll ask questions when we close to committee discussion.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Don Kirkegaard, and I'm the superintendent of the Britton School District in Britton, South Dakota. And I'd like to take just a couple minutes to talk about 1294 and not only encourage you to support it, but if possible, amend it to increase the incentive. From 1988 to 1993, the state provided a significant incentive for reorganization. In that time frame, there were 17 different reorganizations, and the number of districts in the state went from 191 down to 177. In 1994, the state eliminated the reorganization incentive. In the last 7 years, there have been three reorganizations, none since 1997, and a net loss of one district, the Hermanson School District, that hasn't had a school for over 30 years. My mother was one of the last country school teachers in the district. The Britton and the Hecla School District are currently in the middle of the reorganization process. We started about 10 months ago and hope to bring the reorganization plan to a public vote on June 19th, and the new Britton-Hecla District will start on July 1, 2002. I'm here to tell you that reorganization isn't an easy process, nor is it an inexpensive process. Attorneys, uniforms, both band and athletic, two staff members becoming one, books, computers, and buses are just a few of the potential expenses. In our case, the Hecla School District doesn't own its own buses. They contract with a private company. We will spend $100,000 to $120,000 the first year buying two new buses to transport additional students. That's not talking about the cost of the bus routes. That's just talking about the two new buses that we're going to buy to provide transportation for the new district. Reorganization costs money. I don't think there's anyone in this room that doesn't believe that throughout the state in the next several years, there's going to be significant reorganization. The question is, what will the role of the state play in that reorganization? The stick approach or mandated consolidation doesn't work. Communities get upset and potentially polarize the state. Big versus small, urban versus rural, no one wins. The carrot approach to reorganization does work. House Bill 1294 is a start. The numbers could and should be adjusted, but the concept of 1294 is a good one, and I encourage you to pass it. I had mixed feelings on whether I should come out and testify today, because it looks like it's a self-fulfilling bill for us. In a sense, it is. But the reality is that there have been numerous discussions throughout the legislature the last several years, about reorganization. And if you look back to your history, the incentive approach to reorganization is the only effective approach we've had. And I think for a nominal amount of money, you can encourage reorganization. The state can play a proactive role in reorganization and not polarize communities, not force it upon them. It really is a difficult decision, as you're well aware, and like I said, we've been working on it for about 10 months. We hope to have our plan submitted to Ray Christensen in March. And for his approval, when he comes back for his approval, we have a election scheduled for June 19th. And I think the numbers can be tweaked, and I think maybe the 600 is too many. Maybe you look at you're going to only go up to 250 students as opposed to 600, but then you're looking at $500 or $1,000 in reorganization, and I think you'd be surprised by the amount of takers that you would have in the next 3 to 5, 10 years if you put a significant carrot in front of them. So
thank you, Mr. Kirkegaard. Senator Dugard,
could you recite those pre-1993 consolidation numbers and post?
We got this information from the Statistical Digest that you receive every year from the Secretary's office. What I looked at from 1988 to 1993, the state provided a significant number. In that time, there were 17 different reorganizations. Some of them were some contracting schools, but there were 17 different reorganizations, and the number of districts in that time frame went from 191 to 177. In 1994, the reorganization incentive was taken off, and since that time, there have been three reorganizations, one of which was the Dakota Valley Jefferson Elk Point reorganization that you just talked about a few minutes ago, that didn't have there was no impact on the number of districts, and the other one was the Hermanson School District in the Garrettson area, and in that particular case there wasn't an active school, but that was reorganized, and that's the one district that is no longer in place since that time frame.
Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, Senator Huckmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hecla Houghton, is that just an athletic combination now?
Hecla Houghton is one district, and Hecla Houghton currently is in a athletic cooperative with Frederick. So you have the Frederick Hecla Houghton North Stars for an athletic district, or for athletic purposes. Hecla Houghton is the name of a consolidated school district at this point in time.
Thank you. Yes, one more, and keep in mind that we have approximately 4 minutes, and then it's out of here.
My other question is then, if you do this consolidation, what's going to happen to Frederick? Are they going to come into your district as athletic co-op, or are they fall by the wayside?
Well, they feel that they'll have the numbers. It becomes a difficult decision. The Frederick Britton, the location would not lend itself to a viable competition team. You know, reorganization would be about 50 miles apart, and that would not work. Where Hecla Britton is about 25 miles apart.
Thank you. Any other questions? And yes, Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, and members of this committee, we passed out, I'm trying to think of the name or the number of the bill, but we passed out the, for lack of a better term, the Agar Sully Buttes reorganization, where a district is not, receiving any state aid, as I believe. Huh? 1069. Okay, so the House sent it to us. And we passed it. I guess my question is the time. I'm trying to. That was a keep your general fund balance whole for 4 years. In other words, the districts would not have to make a choice whether they take the incentive or the value of the district or the small school factor. You know, however that would work. So, and Representative Tupel, if I remember your testimony correctly, basically, the payment is ex post facto. In other words, they do it and then they would get the payment the following year after the reorganization was done.
That's the first year, and then they
yeah.
Each year for 3 years.
I'm just mentally, I'm not being able to say is that I think it should be similar to what we did for the school districts that may look at a consolidation where they're outside of the formula.
Two comments. First of all, I believe that this incentive is above and beyond the small school factor, so that that small school factor provision is still in place, and this does not eliminate that provision. So that's there. The second part is I just also mentioned that in that time frame from 1988 to 1993, when you had this significant reorganization, the amount of money that you're talking about was about $3,000 per high school student. And that was on a four-year basis. The first year it was full amount. The second year was a sliding scale, I think 100%, 75, 50, 75, and 25. And it got to be a significant amount of money for some schools. And we're not talking about that. I am saying that the $100 probably needs to be adjusted. It is a step in the right direction. I think it would be a good move on the part of the state. And I know Senator Bros is saying, I got to be quiet.
Yes, I didn't say that, but we are getting to that point. And I do know that we have, will you be able to return on Thursday?
There are a couple of school board members. I don't know if you want to return.
What we have, I hate to cut you short, because I would really appreciate if you could come back on Thursday, because this is an issue that needs to be discussed when we talk in incentives. And I'm hoping that the school board members, because right now you wouldn't be given enough time to even do it justice as I see it. Will you be able to return, school board members, wherever you may be? Will you be able to return? You'll try. I'm sorry about this, but that's the way things happen, and I'd like to give you enough time. So with that, we will also defer then 1294 to Thursday. Motion to adjourn.
So
moved by Senator Dugard, seconded by Senator Olson. Meeting adjourned.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.